Let's talk about something hugely important, and it is about how we talk about everything being open. The city is reopened again, phase five, fully reopened in terms of capacities, at least, right? So businesses can now operate at 100%, and lots of new things are coming back. People are getting their jobs back, their lives back, but when it comes to mental health, how much of that is coming back, and how long does that take? What should be expected? What are we seeing right now? Let's talk with, it's an important topic for sure. No doubt someone you know, if not yourself, is dealing with something after what we've all been through these past 15 months. Hesu Joe is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's head of the clinical operations at BetterHelp.com. And Hesu, thanks for joining us. It's an important topic, as I just said.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And definitely, it's a topic I think that's relevant to everybody.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, just it's kind of like, what degree is it? Not like, have you emerged from this totally intact? Is everything perfect for you? It's like everyone's feeling something after what we've been through, and some more dramatically than others. Generally speaking, are there things you can just tell us, as someone who sees people professionally, what it is you are witnessing and noticing that's different?
I mean, people have had to adjust and make a lot of changes to their life, not in just one context, right? But it's like school, it's work, it's home life, it's family relationships, it's social stuff with your friends, it's not being able to do things and finding new ways to cope. And now with everything kind of opening up, I'm seeing a different kind of anxiety and stress that looks pretty familiar to what I was looking at a year ago, but now it's about adjusting back to something that's not exactly the same, still a little bit different, and again, making huge shifts and changes to your everyday lifestyle because you finally got used to something. And even though it's an optimistic time, it's a time to be hopeful because things are quote-unquote getting better, it's still a lot of change.
Yeah, and that's just it. If you start seeing people around you feeling a lot more uplifted than you are, that can also be that can be a trigger too. You're just like, wait, I'm not there yet.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and a lot of people experienced really significant loss during this time. So it can be really challenging to see people in good spirits when you yourself are probably still grieving over something. Mm-hmm. So that's another big thing that I've been seeing too.
I know that, haven't you worked in school settings as well? Have you been talking with any young adults, kids who are in school, and the unique things that they've gone through? Has that anything, any comments you could make about what you might notice there?
Yeah, you know, I have worked in schools previously, but it's been a good amount of time, so I haven't directly talked to any kids in a professional capacity, but just kids in my life and personal life, you definitely see in small kids, they're pretty resilient, but it's still confusing to go back and forth to this and that and having to keep track of different sets of rules about what to do with masks, especially like at school you wear it, at this place you don't, here we're not going to wear it anymore. So confusion is one thing. I think there's just like an uncertainty of how to go back to everything. And, you know, like I kind of mentioned, it's kids are still people too. So having to adjust to one thing and then go back to another thing, it's still just so much to deal with. And I think for young people, there's excitement to go back to school, but I do think that there's a good chunk of folks that have identified good things that have come from moving things home. And now there's kind of like an uncertainty of how am I going to go back and make it even better than what I created in the past year or so.
Mm-hmm. And deal with the feelings of the past as well, not forget and just sort of tuck those away like they don't exist. I think that's another issue too. Hang on for just a second, Hesu, if you've got a minute more with us here. We have to check traffic, but on the other side, I did want to ask you how you would compare what we've been through to people who've gone through disasters or other kinds of, you know, major events in their lives, 9/11, that kind of thing. I wonder if this is similar at all, if you think that it does compare. We're talking about the mental health situation of America, let's face it, so many people emerging from this, and businesses are reopened, things are reopening, life is coming back, and yet some of the sort of mental stressors remain, sometimes even more than that. I asked just before we pause there, Hesu Joe is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she's a head of clinical operations at BetterHelp.com. And I just asked before that, how would you compare this to other traumatic moments that people have survived? I mean, call it 9/11 or other things like that, events, maybe natural disasters and things like that. How would you compare what we've been through here to how people are as they emerge from those kinds of situations, Hesu?
You use the word survived, so I'm thinking of folks coming out of this as survivors of something. Even though we're going to be putting some of this stuff in a chapter behind us, I think the impacts are pretty everlasting. And for some folks, their lives are really changed forever. And now they're going to be needing to navigate through that while coping with new stressors that are going to come with everyday life. After, for example, you had mentioned something like natural disasters or something that is as so impactful to a community. I think we're going to see kind of the same similar type of things for people. They're still having to deal with the impacts of something that happened in the past year for many years to come, whether that's, figuratively or literally needing to rebuild their lives and move into this new chapter with so many new considerations.
Yeah, so it's something worthy of talking about. Maybe it's okay to talk within your friends and family members, but how do you know or how do you identify if you or somebody in your family, a child, yourself, a relative, loved one, friend, neighbor, might need someone professional to talk to? Are there sort of things to look at that you say, you know what, you might benefit from this?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in your main areas of function throughout your everyday life. So if you're a kid, that's going to be school. And if you're an adult, that's most often your job or even other settings. So like your relationships, whether that's with your significant other, with your family, social stuff, if any of that stuff is suffering, or if you're feeling extremely fatigued or empty or hollow, or it's really hard to find any motivation or drive, these are all really good reasons to consider talking to somebody. At the same time, like, a lot of people don't feel like they're at that point. And I'd like to give a reminder that you don't have to wait until you're sick to see a doctor, right? We all go and get checkups. We have preventative care as a measure. And I think it's really important to think of your mental and emotional well-being and health in a preventative way, too. There's things you can be doing all the time to take care of yourself. And part of that can include seeing a therapist here and there just to have opportunities to talk about things that have been going on, gain new insights, even uncover some of the stuff that might be bothering you underlyingly and you're not even aware of it.
Yeah, I looked at a Kaiser Family Foundation poll from mid-pandemic. It said 56% of people reported that they worry or their stress related to the outbreak has led to at least one negative mental health effect. They said that can include trouble eating, sleeping, drinking alcohol more, frequent headaches, stomach aches, all kinds, short tempers, and other health problems. 64% reported worsening mental health, and 65% said that they had lost income, too. So they talk about that sort of issue, too, how that can affect you mentally. How would you say, as this has progressed, then versus now, are things generally picking up, getting better with time, or would you say it compounds over time? How would you describe that?
I guess it depends on who you're asking, because I think for some people, they will thrive after this, just like any other situation we've seen that impact huge groups of people. So I'd like to think it will get better with time for a lot of folks. And I know that the reality is for many people, it's just going to be compounded, like you said, by other things. And unless you address these things now, things could potentially get worse for you. So I think it is really important to consider that, like, this isn't over just because restaurants are opening up and now we can go and see each other. Like I said, I think the effects of everything that have happened, it's going to be around for a long time for many people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if there's one good thing you can see here, it's that it has raised a lot of awareness to mental health. Folks who maybe just didn't even think about doing it before are now saying, you know what, it's something I'd like to do. It's, just making that step to say that might help me.
Absolutely. I think we've all had a chance to reflect on our lives in the past year, a lot of solitude, a lot of opportunities for introspection. And so my hope is that folks that have gone through this can acknowledge that maybe it would be good for them to talk to someone.
Yeah, I hear you. Hesu Jo, thanks for the time today, and I appreciate it. You're a licensed marriage and family therapist, and of course you're over at BetterHelp.com, which you do connect people with folks to talk with, licensed professional therapists near them, and you do it all, it's remote, right? You can do it, schedule it through video, or you don't have to show up in an office.
Correct. You just need to have a computer or a smartphone and a solid internet connection.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you again for the time. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest
of
your Monday.
Thanks so much for having me.